Okay, that was a song by U.S. Girls called 28 Days. Great song about periods, not too many of those. That was off the album Free Advice Column, just released a few months ago. Great little album. Before that, I played you Tops with their song Evening. So that just about does it for the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Dorothy is up next with Stereo Blues, so do not go anywhere. I will play you one last song. This is a song called Two Scars by an LA-based band called Springtime Carnivore. It's a lovely song, and I hope you have a lovely day. I will see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
I'm Christine Dibble.
And I'm Carla Slytome.
And we are the KNC Jazz Duo. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder.
you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not. I do. I wonder about the tears in children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder and worry my friend. Wonder, don't you? I wonder how many times you've been had, and I wonder how many dreams have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stereo Blues, every Friday from 11 till 12 p.m. And I'd like to say that I'm really excited for today's show. We have Pop 1280 out of Brooklyn, who will be joining us in studio through a phone interview at the half of this hour. So stay tuned. They'll also be playing a show on the 14th of November with Cowards, Sex Church, and Channels 3 and 4 at Astorino's. So definitely a show worth checking out. But yeah, so looking forward to that. We just started the show with I Wonder by Rodriguez, and actually was kind of late on the game and watching the documentary Searching for Sugarman on him, and it was actually a pretty interesting story. It was really fascinating. So if you haven't already seen it, definitely highly recommended. But I would like to start on with the show. We have some new Tough Age, who are also on the cover of this month's Discorder. It looks awesome. There's kind of like bleeding typography from the front, and they played with Death recently at the Rio Theater, and apparently it was a pretty cool show. Recently discovered who Death were. Apparently they were kind of the purveyors of punk in 1964, almost 5 years before it started. Punk started in New York in the early 70s, apparently. So apparently one of their releases was kind of dug up a couple of years ago, and since then they've kind of built this cult following. So very neat to have them here in Vancouver. Got a chance to see them. They went to Zulu the day of the show. I believe it was Friday. I could be wrong. But sometime this past week. Really cool stuff. Awesome. So let's play some Tough Age. This is the track called We're Both to Blame.
We'll be right back. Lace Up for Kids is an annual event organized by UBC Rec that enlists students in their communities to raise money for BC Children's Hospital Foundation. The event culminates in a community skating celebration at the UBC Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Arena on Thursday, November 21st. Teams can sign up online at laceup.ca and start fundraising today.
And we are back on Stereo Blues. We just heard the track Hidden Hand from Sex Church's Somnambulist 12-inch EP, and they will also be playing November 14th with Pop 1280, who should be calling in just a little bit now. And before that, we heard some new Tough Age from their newest release. And I would like to play some more features in this month's Discorder. White Lung have a new song out. This is from Songs About the South that has been released really recently, about a week ago. This is the track called Blow It South.
Yeah.
La-Di-Da Records presents the annual Fall Down Get Down, November 14th through the 17th, featuring the Dead Ghosts, Tough Age, Needles and Pins, King Dude, and so many more. Someday you'll remember me and picture my face. For more information and tickets, go to ladidarecords.com. Sponsored by CITR.
And we just heard the track Assassination Reality. That is Cindy Lee's new release, Tat Lashea. And they also played last night at the Emily Carr parking lot with a few bands, including Weed and Kiss Painting, which is a new outfit, including members from Movie Land. So let's keep going. Up next, I'd like to play a track from Sonic Youth. This is Teenage Riot.
Teenage Riot. We'll be right back.
asshole.
Oh my, become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bangone T-Shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
All right, so I'm really excited. We have Pop 1280 on the phone. Hello, Pop 1280.
Hello, Dorothy.
Hi, Ivan. So can you tell the listeners where you are right now?
I'm sitting in a Mexican restaurant in Austin, Texas. It's called Cura.
Cura. And are you eating breakfast right now?
I just finished breakfast, yes.
How was breakfast?
It was delicious. The Mexican food here is a lot better than in New York.
Oh, really? Yeah, Vancouver basically virtually has no Mexican restaurants. It's kind of disappointing, actually.
What's the cuisine that you recommend?
Oh, when you come to Vancouver, the cuisine that I recommend, there's a lot of great, I guess, sushi. You could say you can get some good dim sum in Chinatown. That's always great. I would definitely recommend those kind of things.
Cool.
All right, so was this the first show to kick off your tour for your most recent release, Imps of Perversion? That was last night in Austin, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about the album? There's a lot of themes of perversion. What does perversion mean to you?
I think that perversion is just an everyday part of life. People are perverting themselves all the time in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to mean doing horrible things. It could be anything. It could be eating breakfast at a restaurant.
Because a lot of themes of like control and degradation appear on this album here. Did you really enjoy playing?
And do we what?
How did you like talking about these kind of themes? Where does this come from?
I think there's a feeling of being controlled. That's mm-hmm. something that we're all going through. NSA is tapping this phone right now, so I can't say too much.
I see.
But,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, control, whether it be by drugs or people or the government or logging into your Facebook too many times in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there.
So
I'm going to hand you off. I'm going to stick Benedict.
Oh, you have Eggs Benedict right now.
Oh, this is Styx Benedict. I'm the drummer.
Styx Benedict. Hi, Styx Benedict.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How was the show last night?
It was terrific. Bushwick Bill was there.
He's
a rapper.
He's a rapper. No way. That's awesome.
Yeah, he was on The Chronic, Dr. Dre. So that was cool.
How do you like playing in Austin?
How do we like Austin?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. We've been to the same restaurant twice. We haven't really branched out too much, but we just like this one place called Puros so much that we just keep coming back.
Well, that's always a good sign. Why leave when it's so good? So, as a band, I'm curious, what does the name John Carpenter mean to the band?
Oh man, this is absolutely a question for Caleb, our vocalist. So
okay.
Let me pass you to him.
Okay.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
I was curious. I have a question. I was wondering what the name John Carpenter means to you.
Oh, was it a famous architect or? Wait, John who?
John Carpenter. He did a lot of soundtracks for 80s horror movies.
Oh, John Carpenter. Yeah, John Carpenter's a big influence on us, definitely. I think, you know, the synth sounds, the rhythms that he did are cool. And, yeah, we're definitely into John Carpenter. I don't know.
Because you recently did a piece for Impose magazine.
Yeah,
so I thought that was actually a really interesting article. They got a number of bands to talk about his sounds. Was there anything particularly that you liked about what he did with music?
What he did specifically?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I liked our, like, you know, the Assault on Precinct, whatever, soundtrack, Halloween, Stiff in New York. They're all, like, I don't know, repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And the pulsing aspect of the rhythm, mm-hmm. really cool. I think we definitely like to do that kind of shit. That's our trick. Ace up our sleeves.
So what kind of stuff do you play with? What kind of synth do you use when you play?
Well, possibly we're a digital band, strictly digital, so mm-hmm. we have just a bunch of, you know, shitty digital synths that we use. We're not really into analog gear. It's overrated. I think it's a class warfare thing. Like the idea that you have to spend $4,000 on a synth to be in a band that uses synths, I think is bullshit.
Okay.
So you know we use what we can afford.
does that
I think you can make cool sounds with crappy synths anyway. I think it's more about the content really.
Completely. So, do you find that since, like, the crash in 2008, because you're from Brooklyn, you're living in Brooklyn right now, have you noticed any changes in the city and how that's kind of affected people's outlook or way of life or even your music? Do you find that's affected anything?
I mean, it's just more expensive, really, and more Eurotrashy, but it doesn't really change much. I mean,
okay,
it's kind of, you know, but I mean, we're definitely influenced by being in New York for sure.
How would you say you're influenced by being in New York?
I think, you know, New York is definitely not easy to be in a band. It's such an expensive place, and everyone has to work. It's not the kind of place where you can be in a band and like work in a bar one day a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all work full time basically, so mm-hmm. it's kind of like we all live these double lives. It's really the only way to survive for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think the idea of a double life is a big influence on all of our music. You know, double life on the internet, double life at a job, double life in the grid, whatever.
Okay. Double life, almost like NSA is watching, that awareness of the other, or not even knowing.
Yeah, both. You know that. Yeah, this, that, and yeah, you know how you represent yourself. You know, like I go to work and wear a tie, and then I come home and act like a complete retard on stage. Deception, I guess.
So how do you like, you're working with Sacred Bones, how do you like working with this record label? They put out a bunch of awesome bands.
This sounds like a logistical question. I better pass it off.
Okay.
We have a technical question?
Hi, who is speaking right now?
This is Ivan Lip.
Hi, Ivan. So I was just wondering about how you like working with Sacred Bones as a record company.
Oh, it's a business question.
Business.
We like it. They pay us lots of money, and that's why we do it.
Mm-hmm.
When the money runs out, we'll stop.
Okay. Very cool. So you also recorded this recent album with Martin Bizzy, who's also worked with Sonic Youth and Swans.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you want to work with him?
Why did we want to work with Martin? Well, the person that the person that had recorded all of our other records, Ben Greenberg from the Men, couldn't do it because he was too busy being in the Men.
Okay.
And so we had to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd heard rumors of this weirdo.
This weirdo?
Sorry, what?
This weirdo.
Yeah, Martin Bizzy,
mm-hmm.
who lived in a warehouse in Gowanus, Brooklyn, and had recorded some of my favorite records. And supposedly he'd gone off the grid, and like his website, his website hadn't been updated and stuff, and this all just enticed us more.
The mystery.
Through friends, we were able to get his contact information, and the rest is history.
So how would you, was recording with him like a very weird experience compared to with the Men? Were they very different?
Yeah, it was very different. There's a lot less weed smoked, which is good. I don't know. Martin's just, he's been doing it for like 30 years. It was pretty weird in a not weird way. Like, I don't know. He has like a computer that's running like Pro Tools 1, and he had like an old Apple that looked like it was from the 1990s.
Really?
I don't know, it was like a mix of like weird technology. Like it was the board that Bowie recorded Young Americans on, but mm-hmm. then he was using like a broken crappy computer to like send it all through, and it was weird, and I don't know, it's just a weird cavern that he has down in South Brooklyn, and I don't know. It was really good, and he just knows his stuff. He didn't really need to discuss anything with us. He just put mics down in places, and he got really excited, and he got really into it. It was good.
Did he talk about, like, recording with some other names in the past? Did you hear any interesting stories?
Interesting stories, yeah, he did. It took a few days for him to open up.
Okay.
But once he did, he told us the story about... one of the guys from Sonic Youth, I think it was Lee, was recording vocals on a song on Evol, and Thurston decided it would be a good idea to throw firecrackers into the vocal booth. So he told that story, and he was a good storyteller. Also, our favorite one was apparently he recorded like the first Henry Rollins record, the first like Rollins band record.
No way.
And apparently Rollins, we all know he's a douchebag, but apparently he lifts weights while mixing. And so Martin would be, you know, like being like, oh, you know, like, what do you think about this? And Henry Rollins would be doing curls. He brought a weight set.
No.
He brought a weight set. He's that level. He's on that level. And he was doing curls and be like, yeah, I think it needs a little bit more guitar, Martin.
So he's totally double tasking or multitasking.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I never thought about it like that. He's multitasking. Making a shitty record and lifting weights.
So you recently...
I'll say that in there. Sorry.
That's okay. So you recently released a music video, Do the Angler Fish, and it was featured on Noisy a few weeks ago. Can you tell the listeners a bit about how you made the video?
The video was made by our friend Scott Kiernan,
mm-hmm.
who does this thing called ESPTV, which is, I don't know how I'd describe it. It's a weird TV show that runs on cable access in New York, and also, I think he shows it on the internet. You can find it on the internet on YouTube and Vimeo and stuff, and where he does all these own, like, he does all these effects, like, live while taping bands and stuff, and we liked his aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think someone in his band worked at a bar, and so we got the back room in a bar, and basically he just got a crowd of people and a bunch of lights and a bunch of camera people, and we got drunk, and he screamed at the crowd and told them all to move around and look like they were having some sort of like drug or religious fit, and
okay.
He put lights in their heads. And there was fog. That was good.
There's fog. Yeah, no, fog is great. So how did you come to, how did you get to know Cowards and Channels 3 and 4?
Both of them reached out to us at different points. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what Sarah got in touch with us for, but she got in touch with us like a long time ago. And when we were desperate for a show, the show that we were supposed to have in Vancouver fell through. And when we were desperate because we really, really wanted to leave this country, even if for only a brief moment, mm-hmm. I emailed everyone that I knew in Vancouver, which was just Sarah and Levon from Sex Church. Mm-hmm. And she was able to hook us up with something, and then we're very thankful for that. And I think Cowards just emailed us and said that they wanted to play with us, and we listened to it and we're like, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So, what is a Cinnamon Yardley?
Oh, a Cinnamon Yardley. Let me pass that off.
Okay.
Hello, Chris here. What's the question?
I was curious, can you tell us a bit about a Cinnamon Yardley?
What, you want one?
I'm curious.
So you have Cinnabon up there in Canada?
Do we have, I feel like they're in our shopping malls, yeah. Oh, actually, it's different, though. It's Cinzeo. Yeah. It's maybe a little bit different.
Okay, well, you can supplement with an equivalent. Go to the shopping mall. Get yourself a nice big cinnamon bun.
Mm-hmm.
Warm up some vodka.
So like in a microwave?
Blender. You know, like nice, you know, like hot toddy style. Warm up some vodka. Put it in a blender. You get this nice frap. And then, you know, have a tall glass in front of the fire.
Awesome. So this is like, is this a tradition? Like a tour tradition or more like seasonal thing?
It's a, you know, it's a Sunday morning thing.
Okay.
You're feeling down and out. Yeah, put on the Seven Mary Three record and have a Cinnamon Yardley.
Comfort food. Or
yeah.
Well, I'd just like to say thanks so much for calling in. Really looking forward to the show November 14th at Astorino's with Cowards, Sex Church, and Channels 3 and 4. Thanks so much for calling in from Austin, Texas.
Cool. Are you guys going to be there?
Yeah, totally. It's going to be great.
All right, sweet.
Awesome. Anyways, have a wonderful breakfast and the rest of the tour, and we'll see you in like a week or so.
Cool. We'll be there.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
robot now. I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
And we just heard Pop 1280 here on the show eating breakfast at a Mexican restaurant in Austin, Texas. And actually, who knew that Henry Rollins did weights while he recorded? Interesting facts. So yeah, they'll be here in Vancouver as a part of their tour on Imps of Perversion out on Sacred Bones Records, playing with Sex Church, Cowards Channels 3 and 4. Looks like it's going to be a heavy and perverse show. Kind of interesting stuff. Like, I like how they talk about different kind of concepts or themes I feel like I haven't heard of, or you don't hear of maybe on a regular basis. So, yeah. Well, we just heard a track from the most recent Cousins and Construction and Deconstruction split 12-inch. I would like to play some Pop 1280 for you. This is off of their release here. This is Lights Out.